For the last 2 weeks, we have been exploring how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. In recent years, technology companies have been some of the bright spots for job growth in the region, and they're hiring a lot of one particular kind of employee, software engineers. Those are the people who design, develop, and test systems and software. Close to 49,000 people were employed as software engineers in the Seattle metro area as of last year. That's according to the research firm EMSI. That's a 14% increase from 3 years earlier. And there are still literally thousands of openings for software engineers that have yet to be filled. KUOW's Deborah Wong has the story of what companies are doing to attract the top talent.
When you start a job at the Seattle-based company Redfin, you have to go to what they call boot camp. That's when all the new employees come together in a big room at the company's headquarters. They learn everything they need to know about working at the real estate and technology company.
Perfect. Here's Glenn, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
CEO and co-founder Glenn Kelman starts the proceedings off with introductions.
So let's go around the room. You've got to pick your favorite game and say your name.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Banerjee. I'm from New Delhi, and I love soccer.
Sid Banerjee sits in the front row. He's 21 years old, and he just graduated from Yale with a degree in electrical engineering and computer science. Redfin actually hired Banerjee months ago, in the middle of his senior year. The company waited for him to finish college and to drive across the country to start the new job. Bridget Fry, Redfin's vice president of engineering, recruited Banerjee. She said he came highly recommended by former Yale classmates who now work at the company.
They said, he's really amazing. You really need to go and meet him. And so then we flew him out and showed him everything that's great about our company.
Banerjee spent a day in interviews at Redfin. Bridget Fry says the company liked him, and he says he liked the company.
And I really liked how enthusiastic people were. And I really liked just the vibe, for lack of a better word.
So in November of his senior year, Redfin made an offer to Banerjee to join the team. But at the same time, two other tech companies were also trying to hire him.
I was considering between Microsoft, Palantir, and Redfin.
So Bridget Fry went to work. She says she had multiple conversations with Banerjee over several weeks, trying to respond to his questions and concerns, his parents' questions and concerns, and his friends' questions and concerns, all the while trying to convince Banerjee that Redfin would be a great fit. Eventually, Banerjee accepted the job.
And so when he actually signed on the dotted line and agreed to come, what was your reaction?
Woohoo! Something like that. It is, you know, it is a matchmaking process, and so it's kind of magical when it all comes together.
Banerjee's story is not at all unusual. Right now, software engineers are in high demand. There are currently more than 4,000 job openings for software engineers in Seattle, Bellevue, and Redmond, according to the website Indeed.com. And since Redfin is a real estate company, here's a real estate metaphor. It's a seller's market, and the days of multiple offers are back.
The hiring landscape now reminds me of what it was like back in the late 90s, early 2000, when technology companies were hiring and Amazon was staffing a juggernaut, for example.
Robin Andrulovich is in charge of recruiting for Madrona Venture Group. That's a venture capital company that invests in about 50 local startups, including Redfin. She says it's always been hard to hire talented engineers, but lately, she says, it's gotten really tough.
I think if you talk to an engineer in this city, they would tell you that they get at least 3 to 5 phone calls or emails from a headhunter or a recruiter at a company per week, just highly competitive, everybody looking for the same 5% of the top talent of engineers.
And it's not just the big local companies like Amazon, Microsoft, and Expedia. Together, they're looking to add literally thousands of engineers to their staffs. In the past few years, a whole host of new companies have moved into the Seattle market to compete for the same people.
So this is where we started.
Groupon, for example, the daily deals website based in Chicago, just opened its Seattle office last spring.
This is our big meeting room, so...
That's Vinayak Hegedai, who is vice president of engineering at Groupon. At first, he says, Groupon had modest ambitions here.
Our initial plan was, 20, 30 people here by the end of the year.
But the company quickly blew past that target.
And it's pretty full, it looks like.
It is pretty full, actually, yeah. 140 people as of now.
Hegedai was the first person to be hired in the Seattle office. He came over from Amazon. He was given the task of building an engineering team, so he did what people in the tech business do. He reached out to the people he had worked with before. For example, the company's new engineering director is someone Hegedai knew at Amazon. He hired him after bumping into him on a plane. Rich Williams is senior vice president of marketing at Groupon and another Amazon defector. He says outside companies are now discovering what locals have long known, that Seattle is a great place to find talent.
You have deep technology roots here. You have an increasingly vibrant startup and entrepreneurial community. You have a great university system and a lot of great companies operating here.
So is the idea to come to Seattle to mine the talent?
There's clearly a lot of talent here. There's a lot of great talent here.
And Groupon is not alone in that thinking. Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Twitter, and eBay are among the companies that have recently opened engineering offices in the Seattle area. And to lure prospective employees, these companies are offering an impressive array of perks. Facebook will pay you $4,000 in cash if you have a baby. They call it baby cash. Google boasts a James Beard award-winning chef on staff. And most offer an endless supply of snacks and beverages. For the smaller tech companies in the area, that makes it tough to compete with the bigger players.
They have more brand sizzle. They're bigger. Their brand names are known. They also have much better pay packages. They also have better kitchens, and they'll do your dry cleaning, and they'll walk your dog for you. And we don't have the resources to do all those things right now, maybe someday.
Steve Shivers is the CEO of Doxo. That's a tech startup that employs 30 people in Seattle's Pioneer Square. Shivers says the salaries and perks at early-stage startups can't compete with bigger, more established companies. But it's not all bad news. He says startups actually benefit from having those bigger companies around.
And what's great about having the big tech companies here is they attract a lot of talent to the area. And then there's a lot of folks there that are just like, boy, I am bored out of my mind. I love the type of work I'm doing, but I want to do it in a place that I know it can have more impact.
Shivers says that's when startups have a shot at luring people away from bigger companies. But they have to sell themselves. Shivers says Doxo promises engineers they won't have to wait in line to work on juicy projects. Redfin makes the same pitch and also talks about its friendly and collaborative environment, its small teams working on a very big website, and its great training opportunities. And Redfin's Bridget Fry says if that's not enough, Redfin has one other thing going for it. Most engineering jobs come with stock options, and the buzz in the industry is that Redfin might be preparing for an initial public stock offering. That's something, she says, that people are excited about. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.
Deborah's story is part of our series, The Big Reset, a look at how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. The editors for our series are Jim Gates, Carol Smith, and Phyllis Fletcher. Our data wrangler is Carolyn Adolph. Kara McDermott is the web producer. You can hear all the stories from our series and learn more about the jobs recovery at KUOW.org.